Individuals making an immeasurable impact on the communities of Newmarket and Aurora were recognized with King Charles III Coronation Medal awarded by MP Tony Van Bynen. The list of those recognized is impressive. The impact on our communities is immeasurable, and our thanks for all that you do is given with pride and hope. I am proud to be a member of such a wonderful place to work and live and hope of a future driven by kindness and opportunity for all, Van Bynen said at the ceremony at the Old Town Hall in Newmarket March 4. The Coronation Medal commemorates the coronation of His Majesty King Charles III as King of Canada. Recipients are to have made a significant contribution to Canada or to a particular province, territory, region or community of Canada, or have made an outstanding achievement abroad that brings credit to Canada. The March 4 ceremony was the second one for Newmarket Aurora, with 20 individuals receiving the medal last December. The seven new recipients are Steve Hinder, nominated by Tim Jones and Southlake Foundation. Steve's continuous service, mostly volunteer, to his community, the citizens of Ontario and Canadians who are the benefactors of his tireless efforts has simply been quite remarkable, Van Bynen said. Organizations benefiting from his support over decades include Southlake Foundation Philanthropy Cabinet, which has realized millions of dollars for hospital equipment and improvements, Victim Services, Neighborhood Network, Magna Community Hoedown, York Region Safety Village, Belinda's Place, Aurora Town Council and Newmarket Chamber of Commerce. Deborah Kelly, nominated by MP Tony Van Bynen. Deborah has a deep affiliation to charities that support and bring hope and dignity to members of our community who are in crisis, particularly women and children, Van Bynen said. Organizations benefiting from her support over decades include Fill a Purse for a Sister campaign, Portraits of Giving Initiative, 2024 Dance with the Easter Seals Stars, Belinda's Place Foundation, Belinda's Place Endowment Fund, the Fund Development Advisory Committee for CHATS, Joy of Aging for Mackenzie Health, United Way of York Region, Markham Stouffville Hospital Foundation, Character Community Foundation of York Region, Cedar Center, Yellow Brick House and Family Life Center York Region. Doug Scott, nominated by Aaron Serenzia. Doug Scott has been a volunteer with the Newmarket Historical Society since 2016. Throughout his almost decade of volunteer service with the organization, Doug has donated thousands of hours of his time, Van Bynen said. His volunteer contributions include designing and constructing the interactive trench exhibit originally created to mark the centennial of the First World War in 2014, transporting visitors back to the long, narrow ditches where infantry soldiers lived, day and night, on the Western Front during 1914 to 1918. The Newmarket Historical Society exhibit was a resounding success, with more than 3,000 children and adults visiting in each year of the exhibit. Douglas also volunteered on the Society's Board of Directors as Director of Communications and, until recently, Director of Archives. Giancarlo Trimarchi, nominated by Neil Moore. Giancarlo Trimarchi, president of Vince's Market, is a leader in Canada's independent grocery sector. His commitment to community service shines through the Vince's Community Product Program, which has raised $170,000 for vital organizations, in addition to a significant local yearly budget for other grassroots initiatives. Trimarchi's hands-on approach to community support, sustainable business practices, and food rescue initiatives demonstrates his dedication to making a positive impact beyond the business realm, Van Bynen said. Ian Proudfoot, nominated by MP Tony Van Bynen. The former publisher and vice president of York Region Media Group, which included the Newmarket Era, has long been a significant contributor to the well-being of our community, Van Bynen said. Organizations benefiting from his support over decades include Town of Newmarket Downtown Development Committee, Town of Newmarket Economic Development Advisory Committee, Newmarket Mayor and Council Dinner for the Arts, Newmarket Chamber of Commerce, Pickering College Board of Directors, United Way, YMCA GTA, Deaf Blind Ontario, Character Community York Region, Southlake Health, and Sharon Temple Museum Society. Barb Wallace, nominated by Patty Peretta. Supporting communities has always been a long-term ambition for Barb. She's worked tirelessly for over 20 years for three not-for-profit organizations, including the Best Start Health Coalition in Peel, the Learning Disabilities Association of Peel Region, and Girls Incorporated of York Region, where she's worked for over 6 years as executive director, Van Bynen said. Those that know Barb are familiar with the great lengths she will go to improve the lives of children and youth to ensure that they achieve their full potential and live the best lives possible. Una Wright, nominated by MP Tony Van Bynen. Youth Speak was inspired by founder Una Wright's personal experience within her family. In among many challenges, her son, Gavin, was one of the first youth speakers sharing his story during their inaugural year, until he died on his 19th birthday in a weather-related car accident on July 18, 2004. 10 years and 2 months later, her eldest son, Kyle, took his own life. He struggled with bipolar disorder for many years. Giving value and meaning to these challenges is a founding principle behind this work. When a personal story is shared with a message of strength and hope, it empowers others to face their life's difficulties with greater resilience, Van Bynen said. Youth Speak's mission is to create important conversations promoting well-being, compassion, and hope, by empowering youth to share personal stories and coping strategies through in-person and online presentations, and their vision is for all youth to be inspired and empowered to live resilient and meaningful lives. In closing remarks congratulating all 27 local recipients, Van Bynen said, "Perhaps, you have not changed the world, but without doubt you have made our communities better places to live. You have touched neighbors with kindness, provided support for those in need, inspired others to join a movement, and demonstrated that, regardless of age, we can make a positive difference in the lives of those around us. Your efforts have created a more connected community, a place to feel we belong, all of which leads to better health and well-being."